you are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So society is composed of families and is what the heads of the families make it. Out of the hearts are the issues of life, and the heart of the community, of the church, and of the nation is the household. The well-being of society, the society of the church, the prosperity of the nation, it depends on the home influences. And then we are joined on the line by my brother, Brother Mwai Kapomula, who's going to be helping us to speak about the atmosphere of the home. Brother Mwai, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Is it okay to say I miss you? We haven't spoken in a very long time.
It's really been a minute. I'm glad you have me.
I'm so happy.
It's such an honor and a blessing to be here.
Indeed. In fact, I was telling one of my colleagues, Malvin Makichi, and I was like, you actually sound like Brother Mwai. Every time I have you on, I always text him. And I was like, listen, he's here. You actually sound the same. So I was like, he's like, yo, Zanella, this is shocking. And I was like, let's go speak to your parents. Anyway.
I wouldn't be surprised, because I have my roots from South Africa. So yes, really? we should ask our parents.
We must go and find out. Thank you so much, Jay, for joining us. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Sure. Let's bow our heads and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before your throne with thanksgiving in our hearts for, first of all, giving us a desire to come to you. Our sinful hearts have the tendency of running away from you from time to time. So it's such an honor that you've called us this morning, that we should be found before your throne and discuss things pertaining to your kingdom. It's my prayer that you guide the conversation. You give us the right thoughts and the right words, and you give us the right mindset. Above all, help us to prepare and be diligent about our salvation, knowing that times are evil. I pray in a very special way that you be with our brothers and sisters who are going to be following this conversation, so that we know after it's said and done, glory and honor should be unto you, and this program should bring us closer to you than we've ever been before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. So, Brother Mwai, we're speaking about all things, the atmosphere of the home, right? Others say that a happy wife makes a good happy family, but I always say that a happy family, in fact, when everyone is happy, it makes everyone to be happy. So why is it important for the atmosphere in a home to be good, for an atmosphere in the home to be comfortable, man? So there's no tension, there's no all of these weird things.
You know, to answer that question successfully, it's always to go back to the beginning. Mm. God is the author of marriage, and he gives us an idea of how marriage is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So you will notice that it was not good for Adam to be alone. Mm. In other words, when God had finished making everything, he allowed Adam to experience that life of being alone for a moment. And in his wisdom, God sees that it is not good for this man to be alone. There was no one who could connect with Adam at that intimate, at that deeper level. Mm-hmm. No lion could do that. No dog could do that. No kangaroo, no elephant, no hyena could do that. It was only after Eve came through that Adam said those magical words to say, wow, look, now here comes someone who looks like me. Here comes someone who thinks like me. Here comes someone who is out of me. You see, the magic thing that God did, it's something that will take us eternity to understand. Mm-hmm. Physically, you will notice that Eve came from Adam. That's why Adam said, this is bone of my bone, and this is flesh of my flesh. That's what God did in the beginning. Mm. Yeah. So 6,000 years down the line, do you know that miracle happens when a man and a woman says, I do on that altar? God actually joins them to become one flesh.
Mm.
So that when Adam saw Eve, he says, this is bone of my bone. When you see your wife, you say, this is bone of my bone. Mm. You can actually see the weight of responsibility that God is placing on the man in the context of the home. So the two have become one. Now, let's face it. How does that happen in the 21st century? Mm. How do two grown-ups, two people with different backgrounds become one? The way Adam and Eve were in the beginning. Mm. And that's where God comes in. Mm-hmm. And God is in the business of performing that miracle in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I leave that aside, you know, that picture that we have in the beginning, it's in the ideal sense when everything was perfect. But fast forward in the 21st century, you and I shouldn't be oblivious to the fact that a family can be a setup where there is a man alone with children because mm-hmm. of death. Or there can be a woman alone with children because of death or because of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these things that have actually happened with passage of time. And yet God still wants to create that atmosphere of ensuring that our homes become little heavens down here on earth.
Mm.
So to start with, we shouldn't lose focus of the intention that God had at the beginning.
Mm.
That when we are found ourselves in our homes, the desire that God has is that we should become one.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes very apparent when Christ was praying to the disciples in John chapter 17 that they may become one. That prayer focuses on unity.
Mm.
You'll notice that in God's desire, in God's design, the atmosphere of a family, the atmosphere of a home is the hallmark of unity.
Mm.
That they may be one. And Christ talks in John, just like you and I are one.
Mm.
Just like you, me, and the Holy Spirit, we are one. Mm. No, God wants that unity. And the more we begin to understand, the more we begin to allow God to work through us in our homes, bringing us towards that oneness, the oneness that exists between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit,
mm.
and allow that to penetrate between husband and wife and kids, or husband and kids, or wife and or woman and kids. Mm. Family is about unity. And when we understand that it's God's design that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit should behave as if they are one, then we'll have understood what God is calling us for in our homes.
Mm. So if, for example, the home environment is not good, the atmosphere is not good, how then do we make it right? How then, you know, because there are parents that, you know, they are in a cold war, they enter the house, that's it, and the children sometimes they see some of these things, or you find that parents actually have physical fights in the house. How then do we make that right?
I can't think of any better analogy than think of what we do with our cars.
Mm.
We do this religiously.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, the manufacturers that have made these cars have given us an owner's manual.
Mm.
You read that manual, you know how to take care of that particular car.
Mm.
So when you enter into the home experience, you're not entering into an enterprise that doesn't have a manual.
Mm.
And that manual is none other than the word that comes from the author of marriage, who is God himself, and that's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to young people and say that it is one of the worst mistakes that one can ever make in this life, to be joined to someone who does not fear God, someone who is not a believer? What business will you have with someone? It's like a very good example is, will you really jump into a car which is being driven by someone who's never been to a driving school? So you see, this life, this marriage that we have, the author of marriage, who is God, has a manual. And it takes all of us to read that manual and understand what that manual says so that we know how to behave ourselves and how to handle other people in our homes. It is very dangerous to bring forth children in this world if you're not God-fearing. Because God is the one who authored life in the first place, and he's given instructions on how to raise these children. He's given instructions on how to deal with your spouse. And if you're not willing to follow what's sitting in that manual, how do you expect to run this enterprise properly? So the first thing is for us to understand that when it comes to family, when it comes to home, this is something that was not authored by Satan, whereby we cannot take the worldly principles, the earthly principles, the satanic principles, and use them in our homes and expect that to work. That would be the source. You know, one of the best principles of Satan is selfishness. If you bring selfishness into your home, you've just killed that home. So you notice that if you are to run a home successfully, if you're to run a family successfully, you need to be empty of yourself. You need to throw away all selfishness. So the first place to start from is, if you have your car, a brand new car, and you want to keep this car for long, you spend some considerable amount of time and understand what the designer of that car had in mind when they made it. You read the owner's manual. Then secondly, no car in this world can be driven forever without service. So the manufacturer of that car has given you intervals at which you need to go and do an oil change. You need to change your oil filters, your diesel filters. You need to change your spark plugs if it's a engine. You need to change your suspension. All these things, yeah. So you notice that if we are willing to put in that work by the help of God to service our relationships, to service our homes, and that even applies with understanding what they're going through. Understanding what they're going through and helping them to grow and achieve their full potential, then that begins to build that atmosphere. This cold war you're talking about will go away. So two things I can say. Number one, read the manual. Number two, don't forget this vehicle called your home, this vehicle called your marriage, this atmosphere called family needs service. You need to put in the work. When something is broken, you replace it, you fix it. When something is not running right, you put the amount, the right kind of oil so that it continues serving you. I'm telling you, a car that is properly serviced will take you anywhere in the world.
That's true, hey? And as you're saying that, you know, the Bible is our manual. That is what we can actually look like. Should the home be an earthly heaven for the family? Should we be so happy and comfortable in our homes as if like we are in heaven, even though none of us have actually, you know, been to heaven and came back? But should we create an environment that is like that?
I would like to think of the best thing that can come to mind is who in this world fights themselves? I mean, there is, If I find someone beating himself up, probably that's a person whom we need to take to a psychiatrist so that they should check them and find out what's wrong with them. If you find someone who is busy abusing themselves, you know for a sure, for a fact, that something is wrong with this person. No human being in this world will treat themselves bad, will abuse themselves, would deny themselves of the things that life offers. So when we go back to the understanding that the home is a unity of several individuals who have been blended into one, then the harmony and the peace that we all have with ourselves is also going to exist in the home. I am sure when things are so crazy, you can tell your friends that, please, I need some space. I want to be alone. When we retreat and be by ourselves, we find that moment of reflection, that moment of looking into issues. We run away from all the madness that's around us. If we can ask God, and by his help he can do that, our homes can be that place where when everything is going on crazy, we can run and hide in that place called where peace, harmony, and unity exist. So yes, I believe that's God's design for our homes, that's God's design for our families, a place where we can run to when everything else is going crazy.
I'm really thankful for that, you know, because we really do need safe homes. We really do need homes where we can, we feel safe. We are able to feel comfortable, you know, and we can be ourselves. So as we wrap up, Brother Mwai, for children, you know, how can the children actually make the homes to be in, to have a good atmosphere? Because we do have unruly children. We do have children that when you say, hey, you know, they, when you say one, they say 100 and stuff like that. Whilst we also do have children, when you say one, they actually do understand what you are meaning. So how then do the children help in creating the atmosphere to be nice?
You see, it's actually a two-sided coin. Because the Bible actually advises parents not to provoke their children. And the Bible also, there is actually a commandment. It's actually interesting that it's one of the Ten Commandments, which says, honor your father and mother. And you know, this is the only commandment that comes with a promise so that you can have many days in this world. So, it starts from the parents understanding that it is wrong for parents to provoke their children. And for those parents who maybe intentionally or unintentionally provoke their children, it's something that's not biblical. And at the very same time, children, we need to teach our children from a tender age that they've been given a responsibility to honor their parents. And you notice that how that happens is, first of all, when a child is young, I've had children myself. Children have a tendency of testing your limits. So even at a very tender age, they will test the limits to say, what will mom do or what will dad do if I do this or if I do that or if I do that? So from a parenting perspective, it's all about consistency and making sure that we give that child guidance, whereby with passage of time, the child gets to know that if I go beyond this point, mom is going to be angry or dad is not going to be happy. And that's how we begin to mold the characters of these children. But if we let our children do as they please, then we are beginning to plant seeds whereby if they eventually mature, it will be almost impossible to lead those kids in the way of the Lord. So it's a balanced equation where parents have to avoid provoking their children, and also children from a tender age, let's instill this belief, this teaching in our children that it is a requirement from God that children should and must honor their parents.
Hey, Brother Mwai, you have said it there. There's nothing else that I can say. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us, pray for the parents, pray for the children as well, so that we may create homes where the atmosphere, you know, you can't just wait to get home because you know that home is safe, home is nice. Not some other people, when they're thinking of going home, they now start having a headache, you know, but so that we create homes that we want to be there. So I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Sure, definitely. Someone, maybe before I pray, someone told me that, you know, some of these men who go drinking before they get home, it's because, you know, there is this idea of dreading to go home because you're just thinking, oh my, I can't go and face that woman or face that man.
Mm.
But may God help our homes to be that place where we run to.
Mm.
When everything is going wrong, we run to that place and find safety and find comfort and find encouragement. Let's close our eyes and pray. Father God, we thank you for this time. It comes as no surprise that there's so much going on in our homes, so much going on in our families, because our homes, our marriages are under attack. Thank you for showing us that we have to go back to the basics and understand your intention for our homes, your intentions for our marriages from the beginning. It's my prayer that you help us to go back to the basics and know that we cannot successfully run our lives and run our homes and run our families without your help. So I pray in a very special way that you meet all of us at our point of need. I pray for a special blessing for all homes and families, that they're going to be places of safety. Abuse is real, and people are being abused in their homes. God forbid it that this should continue in homes of people who fear you. I pray for unity. I pray for oneness. I pray for togetherness, because these are the intentions that you've always presented. So may you continue shining upon us. For this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Brother Mwai, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed Sabbath with your family. We'll chat again next time.
Thank you very much, and have a blessed day.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.